Scott Walterman. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell visited the memorial wall of fallen defenders in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv during the newly introduced Defenders Day, commemorating soldiers killed in the conflict on Sunday. He also met with Ukraine's defense minister.
Identified the priorities of the defense minister to tell him what we are doing, what we could do more, what are their most pressing necessities from the point of view of ammunition, training, providing arms.
He said they want to show that EU's support for Ukraine doesn't just go on, but that it increases. There was a suicide bomb attack on the Turkish Interior Ministry just hours before the reopening of Turkey's parliament Sunday. Associated Press reporter Mimi Montgomery says Turkish President Erdogan reacted quickly.
Addressing lawmakers soon after, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan speaks of the attackers failing to achieve their goals.
Vatandaşın huzuruna ve güvenliğine kasteden alçaklar emellerine ulaşamamıştır.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The UK has announced it struck a £4 billion deal to build attack submarines. British Defence Minister Grant Shapps.
Our ultimate national insurance policy is, of course, our at-sea nuclear deterrent. So we're building the new Dreadnought-class submarines that will carry Britain's nuclear deterrent into the middle of this century. And today, I can announce that we've signed contracts worth £4 billion with leading British businesses to drive forward the development of the most powerful attack submarines ever operated by the Royal Navy.
This is VOA News. Video footage from deep in the Pacific.